From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The West Coast is bracing for the arrival of the tsunami triggered by the powerful earthquake that hit Japan today. A number of coastal communities have been evacuated. Waves are coming ashore along the Oregon coast. That's where Bend, North Bend, Oregon, is located. Renee Horry lives there, and she's among the evacuees.
My husband went to the store earlier, and there were people getting gas in their vehicles and had plastic bags full of their clothes and toilet paper and we're going to higher grounds with their kids.
The tsunami waves, some about 7 feet high, have already swept across coastal areas of Hawaii, but apparently caused no major damage there, the high water stopping short of Honolulu's high-rise hotels. The tsunami and the powerful earthquake that spawned it have killed more than 400 people in Japan. The wall of water swept away homes, offices, and cars in a matter of seconds. And the Temblor sparked numerous fires that are still burning out of control. The BBC's Roland Burke describes a scene of shock and panic in Tokyo when the earthquake hit.
People were hugging the walls and looking very shocked. The most frightening thing, though, was hearing the creaking and the cracking from the skyscrapers above as they swayed on the streets of Tokyo. There are enormous crowds of people. I've never seen anything like it in this city. The roads are completely clogged up with traffic. Millions of people are walking home, trying to walk home, because the railway lines in the city have been shut down. But I think the challenge for the government is not going to be Tokyo, is going to be the north. It's going to be where those tsunamis hit.
The BBC's Roland Burke reporting from Tokyo. The quake has also damaged the cooling systems of at least one nuclear power plant in Japan, forcing the evacuation of thousands of people who live nearby. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan insists there is no radioactive risk, though.
Regarding our nuclear power facilities, some of the nuclear power plants have stopped automatically, but so far, no radioactive material or radiation has been confirmed to have been leaked to the outside.
Kan's remarks as interpreted by Japan's NHK TV. President Obama has called Prime Minister Kan to discuss what the U.S. might do to assist Japan in dealing with the disaster. NPR's Scott Horsley says Mr. Obama has been monitoring the situation since early this morning.
President Obama was alerted to the earthquake and tsunami about 4 o'clock this morning. He was informed by his chief of staff, Bill Daley. A couple hours later, the White House put out a statement in which the president extended condolences to all those who've lost loved ones in this tragedy, and also saying the U.S. stands ready to provide any assistance that may be needed by the Japanese.
NPR's Scott Horsley in Washington. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has signed legislation stripping public employees in that state of most of their collective bargaining rights. The measure cleared Wisconsin's legislature this week. Wall Street stock prices are down slightly. The Dow is off 28 points. The Nasdaq is off 6. This is NPR. Retail sales have risen sharply, jumping 1% last month. That's the largest gain in 4 months. But economist Diane Swonk with Mesirow Financial says much of that increase is attributed to higher gasoline prices.
Gasoline station sales alone increased almost 13% from a year ago. So that certainly is not something to be overly excited about.
A separate report out today finds that consumer sentiment has fallen to its lowest level in 5 months. Egypt's new interior minister says he is sharply reducing the authority held by the country's notorious state security agency. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson says the agency's new role will be limited to fighting terrorism and espionage.
State security agents were used by former President Hosni Mubarak's regime to stifle opposition. The agency is blamed for most of the human rights abuses during his rule. Protesters stormed state security compounds last week to try and prevent the destruction of records needed to try officials on human rights abuses. The new Interior Minister, Major General Mansour El-Essawi, says he will revamp the agency to make sure it doesn't interfere in the daily lives of Egyptians. Protesters have said they want the agency dissolved. The minister also apologized for police behavior during the violent crackdown on the protests that began on January 25th. Nearly 400 people have been killed. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
A hearing opens in Los Angeles today on how to divide up $200 million in settlement money stemming from the collision of two trains that killed 25 people and injured more than 100 others back in 2008. Scores of survivors and relatives of those killed in the crash will tell a judge about the impact that disaster has had on their lives. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.